Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
My foot fountains got me drinking. My foot fountains got me drinking. Anything to shake this mood I'm in. My foot fountains got me drinking.
Back at it again with another episode of the Shades of Blue Soccer Show. My name is Cody Bradley. Thad Bell and Robert Russert are here as always. And we're joined by former Kansas City Wizard midfielder Davey Arnaud. Not only did he help bring us the 2004 U.S. Open Cup, but even when he was traded away, he brought us Šestanovic. How great is that? What a guy. What a guy. So he's now, he's now assistant coach with this weekend's opponent, the new Austin FC. Thank you very much for joining, Davey. How's it going tonight, man?
Good. Thanks for having me, guys. Good to see a few familiar faces that I haven't seen in a while. So good to see you.
Yes, and it is good to meet you for the first time.
Yeah, nice.
Hopefully we'll see you this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, we'll start off with an obvious topic here. Man, that Matt Beisler, he's really great, huh? That city that raised him must be pretty awesome. Can you just talk about how great Matt is and how awesome Kansas City is? Thank you.
Well, I'll talk about how great both of them are. I'll start with Kansas City. My family and I, we loved Kansas City. My kids were born there. I spent a lot of really good years in Kansas City. And before I moved to Kansas City, I didn't really know too much of what it was about. And I was very pleasantly surprised when I first got there, and I fell in love with the place, and we still go back when we can. And so I have nothing but good things to say about Kansas City, except for the weather and the winter I could do without, but that's probably the only negative. Matt Beisler, man, I obviously have known Matt for a long time. I had the pleasure of playing with him when he was obviously a rookie and a young guy coming on the scene for the first, 3 years we played together maybe. And have got to see him grow and continue to obviously have a great career that he's had so far, and to see him now and be able to bring him here and have him part of this and help to lead the group and do all the things that he does so well, man, that he did for a long time in Kansas City. We're fortunate to have him, and he's met all of our expectations and exceeded expectations for us so far. So he's been a great addition for us for sure.
So Davey, you had a lot of playing experiences with Sporting, with Wizards, MLS, and then, you went into coaching after that. What have you taken from all those experiences, to make you the coach that you are today?
Yeah, I mean, I've been fortunate. I've been, you know, part of this league now for, I guess, going on close to 20 years now. So I've been fortunate to have a lot of good experiences, both as a player and now as a coach, and be around obviously great teammates, but also get to play underneath great coaches, different styles of coaches, coach with different styles of coaches and stuff. And it's given me a lot of it's given me a lot of good experience. And you know, you think you've been around a while, that it's funny that you continue to learn. I continue to learn every day, and being in this environment for me with Josh is so far has been fantastic. And I obviously have, you know, a history with Josh as a player and as a friend first, and now to get to coach with him and, you know, learn from him every day, because he's obviously he has a really good way of doing things. And for me, it's been an absolute pleasure to be here and get to be a part of it. And I'm enjoying it so far.
So how would you describe yourself as a coach then? If I'm a player playing under Davey Arnaud, how would I describe Davey Arnaud?
Cool. Good question. That'd be a question for the players maybe. But, you know, I like to think that the players know that I care about the players individually and outside of soccer, I care about them in their lives. I think it's important that you develop good relationships with players, and I have a genuine care for the players away from the field, first of all. And, you know, on the field, I hope it's the same thing. I hope they know that I have their best interests in mind, and I'm here to help them grow and try and learn and improve. And as the same way as I was as a player, you know, I was fully committed to the club and to my teammates every day, to give them everything that I have. And that hasn't changed, certainly as a coach. You know, I hope they feel that I'm giving everything that I have every single day to help them improve and put them in a position to be successful. And that's part of your job as a coach, right? You're a teacher, yeah. But you're there to put guys in a position to be successful. And you have to invest a lot. You have to be fully invested in it, which I am. And I hope they feel that.
Remember, you and Jack Jewsbury were so competitive at everything, you know, back when I was writing for you guys back 2004, et cetera. I'm sure that hasn't changed either.
No, that hasn't. That certainly hasn't changed. Jack is, he's a very good friend. One of my very best friends in the world, man. He really is. And nothing's changed since our days in Kansas City. We're still just as competitive. He actually, him and his family actually came down from Portland just after Christmas. And spent 4 or 5 days at my house with my family, and wow. We got the chance to go and play golf together. And so that competition does not go away, even though we don't see each other too much. That competition doesn't go away with him and I, that's for sure.
Sweet.
I want to apologize, by the way. I'm in my car right now. I know it's not the most professional setting, but I'm just getting home from work. So this didn't have to work.
We are far from professional. Whatever the opposite of professional is, that's
what we are. Yeah, don't worry. We're not using the video. It's just easier to talk when you can see people. So.
Ah, okay. That makes sense.
So don't worry. You're good there.
We would never put Dad's face out there for everyone to see.
Yeah, nobody needs to see me ever.
No worries.
Hey, one of the most interesting things I think happens in MLS is having an expansion team come into existence. What's that been like, being part of that process and, you know, building a team and an identity? And can you tell me about that?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, there's so much that goes into it. And, you know, I got to go through it in Montreal from the player's side of things. So I went to Montreal on expansion team and saw that from the player's perspective. So I get a feel and a sense of what that's like and what the players are going through. But to get to go that through that, from a coaching perspective, and, you know, having come here, you know, before we'd really signed any players yet. So just to get to experience and help to be a part of that process of trying to build the team and seeing just all of everything that goes into it from so many people, it's pretty impressive. So for me, it was a great experience to get to be a part of it. It's funny that 6 months ago, you know, if you'd have said, you played your first few games in the league and you have 25 players and this beautiful stadium ready to go, it seemed a long way off, but it certainly came around fast. But it was a fun process to be a part of.
Now that you're playing and you're doing pretty well so far, what's what are the next steps? What are the expectations for this season going forward?
I mean, obviously results wise, it started out well for us. I think there's obviously things we've done very well. And so far there's things we can improve on. We're still not the finished version of who we're going to be. You know, we're still only, you know, maybe 8-9 weeks into this thing as a team. So there's still definitely things for us to do better, and we'll continue to improve on. But where we are so far has been good. And I think you got a group of guys who are all bought into to what Josh is trying to do and the way we're trying to play. And it's been so far so good. But there's 31 weeks to go still, I think, something like that. So a long way still to go.
For sure. So another question, Davey. And this is a question I think Thad came up with. It's a good one. Facing a former team as a player, you know, that's motivating. But how is that as a coach? Is that a different thing, or how does that?
Yeah, it's always fun to play former teams. You know, it maybe adds a little bit something extra, but you know, as a coach, it doesn't change your preparation. Our job is the exact same thing. We're trying to prepare the team for our next game, and it could be Kansas City or it could be LAFC. We prepare in the same way. It always holds something a little more when you go, like I said, when you go play a former team, and it's nice to see familiar faces and you know, compete against your former teammates or people that you know in the club. But in terms of preparation, it doesn't change too much.
You're ready for Vermees on the sideline? Yeah, I'm sure he's quite entertaining, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, he's Peter's always entertaining on the sidelines. He has he's very passionate about what he does, man. He's obviously been very successful and good at what he does. So I admire and respect him for that. And yeah, that's part of his thing is how he is on the sideline, which is great.
Just before you go, real quick, Davey, I was just curious to you in your heart, what is the difference between a taco and a burrito?
What's the difference between a taco and a burrito? That's a good question.
Just like it's an instinctual thing. You don't have to think about it too hard.
For me, a burrito is completely enclosed. Okay. A taco has a space somewhere. A taco can be wrapped like a burrito, but it's open on the end. So you can call that. You can still call that a taco, I guess, technically. For me, a burrito is completely, like, you cannot see any of the filling.
You know, that's a very good point. That's a very good point. That is, you know, one of the obvious options here that I don't think anyone has actually even brought up in this very serious discussion.
Very unique, Davey.
Yeah, that's my first thing that I think of. So
I think we had a similar answer to that with somebody else before, but I said it was the size of the tortilla.
Yeah, you didn't settle any arguments here, because Thad had size of tortilla and I said beans and rice.
Well, yeah, I think the burritos are typically bigger, so yeah, that would also be a factor for sure.
Do we have time for one more? Just real quick, Davey, favorite sporting Kansas City or Wizards? Yeah. Favorites, Kansas City Wizards or sporting memory? Go.
Oh, there you go. Good.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, way to put him on the spot there, right at the end.
Could I pick one? Probably not. I'm gonna give you three because I can't pick one. The whole 2004 season and the team that we had that year was a special team. I didn't feel like we could lose, to be honest with you. It was the only time I felt like that in my career. And we had an unbelievable group. And I think we were up there with the Supporters Shield, and we won the Open Cup, lost an MLS Cup final. So the next one would be Manchester United game, probably.
Yeah.
It was a great memory. I think that's one that everyone remembers. And then probably, I say one more. I got to give you two more. The other one, walking, getting to lead the team out at the new stadium for the home opener there was a really special
moment
for me personally. And probably my number one most favorite memory was Jack Jewsbury's goal in the conference semifinal 2004.
San Jose?
Against San Jose.
Yeah.
And best feeling I've ever had. Better feeling I've ever had scoring a goal when he scored that.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining. Unless Thad wants to derail things any further, I think we can let you go here.
I never derail things, man.
Hey, Davey, great to see you, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, good seeing you guys. Yeah, no problem.
Thanks a lot for joining, Davey.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
All right. See you. Thanks. Bye.
Skipper has just been sent off. Supporters strong have all gone soft. My butt Fontaine's got me drinking. My butt Fontaine's got me drinking. My butt Fontaine's got me drinking. Give me beer or whiskey, wine or gin. Anything to shake, that's what I'm in. My butt Fontaine's got me drinking. My butt Fontaine's got me drinking. My butt Fontaine's got me drinking.